Shop the Menard Day Sale for big savings on everything to update your home. You'll find great deals on paint, flooring, home decor, cabinets, and more. Be prepared for tire issues with Slime Automotive Tools. The Slime Tire Inflator plugs into your vehicle's 12-volt outlet and inflates anything from recreational to a standard car tire. It includes an inline dial gauge, $27.99. Save big on this and much more now during the Menard Day Sale.
Save big money at Menard.
Hey, Bob, I've got a quick question for our London office.
Okay, do you want to go to a meeting? Or how about a screen share? Do you need a conference number? Where's the password? Let me find the speakerphone.
All I had was one question. Can't you give me one solution?
MondoPad 2.0. Everything a business could ask for in one. Touch the Add Person button for instant video meetings. Share files. Annotate and take notes. Collaborate between two people or 20. MondoPad 2.0 by InFocus. Get a free demo at trymondopad.com.
Hello, men. If you need a haircut, you have to see my friends at Supercuts. When I'm in need of a haircut, that's where I go. They're the best. Here's what I love most about Supercuts stylist. They listen to what you want, so you walk out feeling good about your haircut. You look sharp, and you're ready to take on your day. Maybe you have some big social engagement coming up, maybe a hot date, maybe a wedding. Maybe you just need a haircut. Well, Supercuts is the place to go. See, they provide a free hot towel finish with every haircut, so you feel clean, relaxed, and refreshed. And let me tell you about the Tea Tree experience, the refreshing shampoo and conditioner. It's all tingling on your scalp, plus the invigorating scalp massage. It's a great way to end any day. And fellas, if your gray hair is starting to bother you, ask your Supercut stylist about their gray blending service. They'll hook you right up, right there on the spot. Find a Supercuts location near you, and to skip the wait and check in ahead of time, go to supercuts.com or download their mobile app today.
It's Woodfield Nissan's Labor Day 2015 Nissan Closeout. And it's going on now at Woodfield Nissan, where prices are always less than you think. Now get 0% APR financing for 72 months. No payments till December, plus $1,000 holiday bonus cash. It's your last chance to buy brand new Nissans at closeout pricing. Going on now at the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, Woodfield Nissan. With limited time Labor Day savings, take home a new 2015 Sentra. Just $12,950. Or take your pick of a new 2015 Nissan Altima or brand new Nissan Rogue. Labor Day price, just $16,950 for a brand new 2015 Nissan Altima or Rogue. Drive home with no money down. Make no payments for 90 days. And get $1,000 holiday bonus cash. Now during Woodfield Nissan's Labor Day 2015 Nissan closeout. 2 miles west of the Woodfield Mall in Pickerton Gold. Hurry it all in September 8th.
Prices are plus TTNL and dock fee. All manufacturers incentive and rebates apply. Two available at each price. Savings on select models. Finance offers with approved credit. Number one value Nissan dealer is set up by Nissan North American Sales 2014. 0% is $13.89 for 1,000 borrowed.
Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the Just Pick Your Contest. Pick your team. Pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use that promo code Chicago and you will play for free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago right now for your free entry at DraftKings.com.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears are now just 5 days away from their season opener against the Packers, and the team is still mum on whether or not Alshon Jeffrey will play. Now Jason Cole of Bleacher Report says Jeffrey may sit out because of concern that he hasn't been given a new contract and doesn't want to risk further injury. According to Cole, Jeffrey is leaning against playing on Sunday. Head coach John Fox, though, says all the Bears receivers are possibilities, and he's feeling good about where his team is.
Our 53-man roster, all those guys are possibilities. Not just this week against Green Bay, but, you know, late in the season, middle of the season, next week, things change. So, you know, I feel good about where we are, and, you know, we'll have to, you know, an hour and a half before kickoff, activate our 46, just like our opponent will.
Elsewhere, a grand jury that was to convene today in the Patrick Kane rape investigation has been postponed, according to the Buffalo News. The paper cites law enforcement sources that say the reason for the delay could be ongoing settlement talks between attorneys for Kane and the victim. However, now Scott Levin of WGRZ in Buffalo has tweeted out that the grand jury has been postponed for a few weeks and no settlement talks are taking place as of today between attorneys on either side. We'll have more on that story as it develops right here on 670 The Score. To baseball, Cubs are in St. Louis tonight, hoping to pick up more ground on the division-leading Cardinals. Cubs will send Jason Hamill to the hill to face the 15-4 Michael Wacha. Ahead of tonight's game, Cubs have activated Neil Ramirez from the 15-day DL and called up Yoervis Medina. First pitch from Busch Stadium tonight at 7:15. White Sox, meanwhile, home against Cleveland. They'll send Carlos Rodon to the hill to face Indians' Carlos Carrasco. Rodon's looking for his 14th quality start on the season. White Sox have called up infielder Micah Johnson from AAA Charlotte. Chris Ronji has pregame tonight at 6:35. To soccer, where a bunch of international friendlies are taking place today. Spain beat Macedonia 1-0. England 2-0 over Switzerland. Wayne Rooney got his 50th international goal, overtaking Sir Bobby Charlton for that record. U.S. and Brazil and Mexico and Argentina play tonight. And sad news, former Iowa safety Tyler Sash, who won a Super Bowl with the Giants, has died at age 27. The cause of death has not yet been determined. An autopsy is scheduled. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club and BMWChampionship.com. And join the Score's Nip Shepkowski Friday at American Legion in Calumet City from 7 to 9 p.m. for a Miller Lite Take Me Out to the Ballpark appearance. Come out and enter for your chance to win White Sox tickets. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
John Fox.
It's all a problem.
I'm going to talk about depth charts.
Hello, everybody. All right, update on the injury report. It's a shin. Any questions?
Eddie Royal leave and come back.
Say again?
Eddie Royal leave and come back.
Underwear. Yeah, he's, I think so. Let's be honest. But I don't know what long-term means, really, but just because there's, Casey, whatever his name was back in the day, but other than that.
Has Jeffrey been doing any type of activity?
Yeah. It's all a problem. I had a blocking and tackling, I learned, typically, Cancun, I've been blessed. Alshon Jeffries, you guys figure that out.
How difficult would it be to move a guy like Kyle to right tackle?
Football's football, and, it's a process, very fluid process, right?
Are you confident you'll get Ratliff on the field this year, or is it potentially a serious injury with him?
Yeah, I think, the two... bonbons. Cupcakes. I just stick to that.
Great. We'll bring it to touch, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Boers and Bernstein.
Nip Shuskowski.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
That's absolutely brilliant. That's just great.
Told you.
408 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's just brilliant. And that really, that's him.
That's it.
That's it right there.
That's all he wants to be.
How you feeling? Is he playing?
Anything else?
It's like, all a problem.
This next question.
There he is.
Ready for Sunday, so, John Fox.
Scott Levin, the news anchor at Buffalo's WGRZ, has just tweeted the following source. DA postponed Patrick Kane grand jury for a few weeks. Also, no settlement talks as of today between attorneys on either side. That's WGRZ, who says no settlement talks as of today. So who knows? It could be simply prolonging the investigation. Maybe they feel the case needs strengthening before they bring it to the grand jury. Who knows? Postponed grand jury.
Well,
for
that
a few
puts
weeks.
It right in the old training camp.
I would bet against him showing up for training camp. One way or another, however it's got to be done, whatever they want to call it. If I were betting.
That's September 18th report date. Is that right? Does that sound right to you? I've got so many dates in my head. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. But I think I want to say it's the 18th. So no, I don't think so. I don't think so for sure. By the way,
no. Yeah, I don't think you can. No. You can't have him skating around wearing that logo.
Nope, you cannot. So I think that's a non-starter there, and you're still waiting for that. So you got an extra 2 weeks tacked on it now. So you take yourself past the start of training camp. Whatever the hell you call it. And, I think they've already asked him, told him.
I believe they have. Before any of this, actually, they sort of like, can you do this? Like, go stay away, however you want to term it. So I think that's already happened.
And you start, that's the last thing in the world you want at any point in time, whether it's preseason game, whatever it is, you don't, around, wherever they go, you don't want that.
Well, and before we got that information from WGRZ, there was something really good, really heartfelt that was written by Sam Fells at thecommittedindian.com.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a nice job putting everything together. And I think it applies no matter where we are in this case. And just the final paragraph, talking about what the Hawks are going to do and how they're going to do it, whether it's a suspension or whether it's rehab or whatever it is. And he says, if I had to guess, be something of at least a 25 or 40 game suspension, buying the Hawks and possibly the league enough time to get a finger in the wind to see what they want to do from there. At the very least, he won't be in South Bend next week. He says maybe the Hawks have had it. There's certainly no reason to trust Kane, because exactly 1 month after his $84 million extension kicked in, they got this. If he can simply buy his way out of trouble with a certain period of time sitting to boot, it's not the biggest motivation to carefully watch his actions from here on out. He only need look no further than the aforementioned Roethlisberger or Kobe Bryant to see how time heals all wounds in sports. But it's this paragraph here. This was when there was discussion of the settlement idea that now we're being told is not the case.
Okay.
On a theoretical level for fans, well, that's even harder. And this is Sam. He says, personally, I don't want it. I don't want Kane to ever play a game in the United Center again. That includes any possible trade coming in with a different uniform on. I don't want it. I don't want to have to question who I am or what I am every time the Hawks take the ice. I don't want to watch a large section of fans give him a standing ovation on his first step onto the ice on Madison, whatever he's wearing, and have to wonder if I'm the same as them. I don't want watching hockey to turn into some moral referendum in my own head. It was easy to scoff at others, Steelers fans or Lakers fans or Kings fans, and now it's here with us. I don't want it. Also, maybe even more so, I don't want it because I know with time it gets easier and easier to compartmentalize and acquiesce. Mm-hmm. It gets easier to stop asking yourself those questions.
Yep.
It gets easier to cheer the goals and assists and let all of this fade into the background. I don't want it. That's Sam Fells of thecommittedindian.com.
Young Sam.
Yeah. It's very thoughtful and truthful stuff from a guy who's had a, shall we say, very interesting relationship with the Blackhawks as a continued fan and occasional agitator.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's, I'm not sure what
the reaction be? Say he remains a Hawk. What would it be? I'm pretty sure Sam's right though about the standing ovation. I'm pretty sure because you got enough. We got enough proof here that sort of exists. That they're out there waiting for this very moment, and they won't disappoint you. They will give you exactly.